I'm excited because we have a new group that I don't believe has ever been here with us before. They're called Dance Company for the Performing Arts, and I've got four members of that troupe here. And it's an exciting weekend for them because today and tomorrow at the Grand Theater in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania, they are going to be premiering two plays, which we'll tell you about in just a moment. But I would first like to just take a moment and have us meet everybody, and you'll get a chance to meet them too. What's your name?
I'm Lindsay Johnson. I am 12 years old. I've been at the dance company since I was two. I'm very happy to be in this performance, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Lindsay's a natural. She just comes right out. Where do you go to school?
Monyaw Catholic in White Oak, PA.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's see who's on your right. Hello.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Arelt. I also go to Monyaw Catholic School. I've been going to the dance studio for the performing arts since I was three. And it's been really fun doing this, and I hope you all enjoy.
Excellent. So we've got some real veterans here, starting at the age of two, starting at the age of three. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jocelyn Anderson, and I've been at the dance company since I was two, and I'm just so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, too. There's one more person. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Winter. I've been dancing at the dance company since I was three, and I'm 13 now. And this production has been amazing and a nice challenge.
In a moment, we're going to hear a scene from Sleeping Beauty. They're also doing Peter and the Wolf. I'd like to turn it over to you four just to talk a little bit about what it takes to get ready to do two performances, what you've been doing to prepare. And we'll just take it away. And just because somebody needs to start, I think we'll have Lindsay. I'm just going to throw it to you first, but everybody can talk. So go ahead.
Well, whenever we do performances, it takes a lot of dedication and responsibility to do them. It takes a long time, but if you really want to do it, you just do it.
Well, it takes a lot of work. Like, we practiced almost every weekend, but it's worth it.
It definitely takes a lot of dedication, like Lindsay said, and when you get the script and you find out what part you are, it's really exciting, and then you learn all your lines and you just perform it like it's natural.
You really need to take it step by step so you're not biting off too much, but you do need to dedicate yourself and learn your lines and learn what to do.
How do you learn your lines? That must be hard.
Well, I kind of just like do it step by step, and I go one page a night and then another page a night, so.
It isn't really that hard once you get the hang of memorizing your lines. I just take a section, if it's like a really long section, I just take that for the night and I just keep on going over and over it until I have it.
Like Aubrey said, I go over and over it, and sometimes I'll like say it in the shower, when I'm brushing my teeth, eating breakfast.
Definitely, just keep going over it and over it. I have my mom or whoever I'm with read it with me, so then I say my part, and she'll say like the other parts.
Do you ever get nervous?
A lot.
Definitely.
But when we're on, it doesn't fear us.
The worst part to be nervous is that moment where you're off stage and you're right about to go on. That's like the most tense moment. But once you're on stage, it's okay.
Yeah, it's just really fine once you get on it and you get used to it because we've been practicing it.
Well, I'm excited to hear the scene that's coming up. Are there other girls or boys in the play in addition to
yes.
the plays, I
yes.
should say?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Peter and the Wolf is one of the plays, and I think that, is that today or tomorrow, Peter and the Wolf?
It's today.
It's today and tomorrow.
Oh, they're yes. both plays, mm-hmm. both days.
Yes.
So go ahead, who can tell me about that?
We have Sleeping Beauty, and then we have a short intermission, and then we have Peter and the Wolf all in one show.
Yeah.
Excellent. And we're about to hear an excerpt from Sleeping Beauty. Now, April 11th and April 12th, today and tomorrow, these plays will be at the Grand Theater in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania, in the Monongahela Valley. And I'll be sure, if you go to slbradio.org, we have a link to Dance Company for the Performing Arts website. And I'll give the website, too, in a few moments. In the event you want to jot it down. Do we need to know anything about the scene that you're about to do to sort of set it up? Go ahead, Aubrey. Or Lindsay. Aubrey.
Well, the scene I'm about to do is when I am complaining because it's been all these years and yet these goblins, like, can't even find the girl. So in this scene, I ask Raven on this last day, because time is precious, to find her so I can have my curse fulfilled.
And then the next scene after that is the three fairies, and we're spying on Maleficent to see her plan on what she's going to do to Aurora.
And then after that, I start to lose my evilness, so I have to reverse a curse, and then I turn into a dragon, so I can stay evil.
It's hard to think of you having any evilness. So are you all ready to go?
Yes.
So now we have members of the cast of Sleeping Beauty presented along with Peter and the Wolf today and tomorrow, Dance Company for the Performing Arts.
One morning in a faraway kingdom, a long time ago, a princess was born to a king and queen. It was their wish come true. Hail Aurora! Long live the princess! Shouted the townspeople as they laughed and sang and rejoiced as if the child were their own. The new princess was the kingdom's light and treasure. But in all kingdoms, there are hearts born of darkness, whose only wish to bring forth wreck and ruin.
Idiots! Imbeciles! Morons! 16 years wasted. 16 years without a trace. Are you sure you searched everywhere? I asked for 16 years.
Yep, we looked everywhere. The town, the mountains, the houses, the forest, let me see. Oh yeah, all the cradles.
All these years, those pea-brain goblins were looking for a baby in a cradle. They got exactly what they deserved. A lightning bolt to the head. Every last one of them, a disgrace to the forces of evil. Now, Raven, my fine black feathered pet, you are my last chance. We haven't much time, because today is the girl's 16th birthday. I imagine by now, her hair as golden as sunshine, her eyes as blue as the sky, and her lips. Oh, my evilness, what am I saying? The girl must have grown more beautiful every day. Who's to blame for stopping my spell from coming true? Who's cared for the girl? Dressed her? Nursed her when she was sick? I have not slept a single night in 16 years. Someone will pay for this. So, Raven, you see my point. The girl can't be hard to find, but you must search far and wide. Now, off you go, my fine black feathered pet. And, Raven, do not fail me. Is it just me, or do you out there also feel an evil glimmer of hope? Listen well, all of you. The princess shall grow in grace and beauty, but, oh, how lovely. Someone's going on a picnic. Anybody home? Just me, Maleficent, stopping by for a visit. Chocolate chip cookies, my favorite. Well, it looks like nobody's home. Yummy, yummy, says my tummy. Apple? Ew, who packed this? Cookie. Why are my invitations always being misplaced? Is it me?
Holy fiddle faddle! Is she finally gone?
It sounds like it.
She's always so loud.
And mean!
Ooh, I'd like to turn her into a hot toad. That will make me happy.
I'd like to turn her into a dried-up old twig.
Now, my dear sisters, Maleficent knows and expects everything. We've been lucky her plan has worked for all these years.
She doesn't know anything about love or kindness or the joy of helping others.
That's right, Fauna. And that is the only thing Maleficent does not understand. That is why our plan has worked for 16 years. What a beautiful day for a party!
And by day's end, Maleficent's stupid spell will be broken.
Finally!
Oh, it only seems like yesterday we brought her here, washed her and dressed her, rocked her to sleep. After today, she'll be a princess, and we won't have her any longer! No, no! We knew this day had to come.
But why did it have to come so soon?
Oh, goodness gracious. We're acting like ninnies. Come on. She'll be back before we know it.
Well, that's got me thinking. And you guys or you girls aren't acting like ninnies at all. You're acting like professionals. And congratulations. If you go to danceco for company, performingarts.com, that's the website, danceco, like company, performingarts.com, you can learn more about the play. Again, it's April 11th and 12th, today and tomorrow at the Grand Theater in Elizabeth. Who knows the starting times?
It's 1 and 5 today, and tomorrow it's 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We just have about a minute. Is there anything anybody else wanted to mention that you may have missed?
We wanted to do one more scene for you.
Oh, unfortunately, okay. We don't have enough time. I wish, did everybody get to talk, though, enough?
Yeah, yes.
I wish because we have another group that's scheduled to come in. But thank you. Let's do it again when we have another play coming. And thank you. You really sounded good. I sort of was listening and imagining what it's going to be like to see you on stage. So well done.
Thank you.